This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Overseas markets are getting hammered this morning on new worries about Spain. The euro has hit a 12-year low against the Japanese yen. Joining us now to discuss is our own Stephen Beard in London. He joins us live. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Stacey.
Stephen, Spain just got a bank bailout on Friday. So what's got the markets upset now?
Well, the bank bailout, yeah, the Spanish government and the European authorities led us to believe that once the Spanish banks had been bailed out, that would be it. That would be the end of the story. Well, it clearly isn't. Investors are now fretting that the Spanish central government is going to need a bailout too, because spending by regional governments is out of control. Valencia asked for government help on Friday, and on Sunday, another region said it would need help too.
Is the Spanish government going to ask its European partners or the IMF for a bailout?
Well, their borrowing costs certainly are at the sort of level where you'd expect it, 7.5% this morning. This is the level at which Portugal, Ireland and Greece got bailed out. So investors certainly reckon Spain will ask for a bailout, but not yet, perhaps. August is looming after all, and in Europe goes on holiday in Europe. Although Stephen Lewis of Monument Securities points out the markets won't be on vacation.
Well, I think the crisis will rage through August in the financial markets, but I don't think that the authorities in Europe will pay much attention to it during that month. Of course, that means that by the end of the month, we'll be facing a very serious situation indeed.
September could be the cruelest month for the euro. The Times newspaper here this morning reports that the IMF is completely fed up with Greece and will pull the plug on Greece in September.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Stacey.